This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And welcome to the best show on your radio. You know it better as Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much. With Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Safe Space is always here for you to make sure that whatever you have to say, nobody gets in your way, nothing interrupts you. Your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want to make sure you can find that safe space where you can be unbothered, but also have thoughts free and clear to be said. Safe Space, dial us up now, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Well, Frank Vogel's phone, he's hoping that somebody is going to dial it because he's no longer an NBA head coach. After signing a five-year contract, 1 year into that contract after 49 wins, but they got swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Phoenix Suns decided that Frank Vogel was no longer going to have his services needed as head coach of that organization. Now, we had Kendrick Perkins on this show about an hour and a half ago, the ESPN NBA analyst, and he had this example of why this firing is another example of lack of accountability when it comes to coaches in the NBA.
We're in a league right now where players have zero accountability all across the board. Right, and this has been going on since probably, January, when they've been drowning out Frank Vogel for us not listening to him in the locker room. And it started with the head of the snake and Kevin Durant. And once he started, you know, having his way or not allowing Frank Vogel to be the leader and the coach of that locker room, then everybody else thought it was cool to do the same.
Okay, so Frank Vogel is the next example of another one bites the dust.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to get that $31 million. And what Kendrick Perkins is saying right there, like, we got to get to a point or back to a point where guys, it's okay for them to be coach. It's okay to be coachable.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for a coach to give you tough love. It's okay for him to put you in uncomfortable situations so you can grow that much more. I think that's a lost art right now when it comes to coaching, period, across the board, not just in the NBA, but I think across the board, period, whether you're talking about youth sports, high school, college, professional level, because I think a lot of these players want coaches to be their friend. There's nothing wrong with being a player coach.
Absolutely.
That has a backbone, though.
So, no question. No question.
That has a backbone.
Because those are the ones you're going to remember the most that did so much for you. That had nothing to do with your sport. Because I'm sure you have more than a couple of coaches in your years growing up, even before you got to the National Football League.
Yep.
Someone who's always going to be near and dear to my heart is Tom Elsasser, my football coach at Mansfield University. I'm an MU for life native alum to my heart, class of 1987. Other than my parents, that man means more to me than anybody. Other than my parents and my wife, Denise, that man means more to anybody because the life lessons he taught me, while coaching us hard, he did not allow you to believe for 1 second that you should feel comfortable, that you should feel satisfied, that you could not achieve anything. He did not want you to get to the top of the mountain and admire the view. He wants you to look for another mountain to conquer and another mountain to climb. He would have never stood for a lot of what we've seen, not just in the NBA or in the NFL or college athletics or high school athletics, even on the grassroots level. I can't tell how many times people send me YouTube videos of kids acting up to their coach, male or female, and their parents are on the side doing nothing. Their parents are not saying, you shouldn't be acting like that. You should be paying that coach better attention or any attention. The parents at times are worse than the kids when it comes to stuff like that. So when players all of a sudden say, well, we love the fact of Players League, well, how much do you really love it when you're moving on from coaches or forcing teams to move on from coaches because you're not happy, and even they bring in somebody else, it winds up that you're not happy with that person anyway.
Here's the crazy part, Freddie, that coaching never stops.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you're doing in your life. Across the board, it never stops. My father, to this day, whether it's a great show or whether it's something he feels like I need to work on, would send me a text about either one. To this day now.
Right.
One of my favorite coaches, man, that passed away 2 years ago, Arlen Bottier. I remember doing my first take show.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Coach Bottier dog cursed me out.
Oh, really?
Because he knows me, right?
Right.
And I always loved him for it. And the first thing he would ask me about when I talked to him every time, it wasn't about sports. Hey, you taking care of that family, that mm-hmm. wife and the kids of yours?
Absolutely.
Very first thing from Paul Petrino that I had at University of Louisville. coached me harder than anyone. But all those guys that gave me that tough love and made me uncomfortable helped shape the person that I am today when I'm outside of sports, Freddie.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Absolutely. So it's not just a sports thing. It's when you're dealing with everyday life, too, because you got all this toolage from so many different people. Mm-hmm. It helps mold and shape you.
Yeah, you look at a guy like who's won a national championship when it comes to Dan Hurley of the University of Connecticut. He is relentless on his players. Dawn Staley, what she's done with University of South Carolina basketball. All her players talk about, that is, she is the person that they trust more than even their parents. And they all said, she is relentless. She does not let up in practice. She does not even let up in our lives because she wants us to be better people. The common denominator is there's going to be an accountability when it comes to being a head coach. And if we ask that of head coaches to be accountable, then why are we not asking the same thing of players? Why are we allowing players to say we want a player's coach? You know, anytime I hear that, that means you want somebody that you believe you can run over. Yep. You want somebody to be more of a friend than somebody that's going to make you better and make the team better. So anytime I hear a play, we need a player's coach. That's what we need. I look at that team and say, you guys not winning a championship anytime soon because you want somebody you can boss around because you think you know more or better equipped to be the boss than the actual boss himself.
I'm up here laughing right now because – like, we all like to be coached. Like, we know how we are. We don't feel no type of way. Like, I do the UFL Spring League, right? Mm-hmm. So, I want to be coached. So, I'm going to ask Yarrow. I'm going to ask Amanda Gifford Lockwood to send me their notes on the games and stuff that we need to work on. Absolutely. And they put stuff in there that's good. They put stuff in there that we all need to work. And I love that, right? Because it's only going to make you better, make us better. Like, so you got to have thick skin, man, and be able to be taught in certain ways. And you can't feel like you know it all, like you're the biggest brain in the room, because that's a good way to have people not want to be around you.
Right, and that doesn't mean you don't be validated or you can't be validated. But there's a way of going about it, and there's a way of following protocol. There's certain levels when it comes to a successful business or a successful team. If you believe you belong on that level, then find yourself the way to buy the team where you can do something like that. Until that, you are validated. You can be vindicated, but that doesn't mean that you should roll over somebody that, in effect, is your boss, no matter what salary structure there is, especially in a players' league known as the NBA. Joey New Mexico wants to weigh in on Frank Vogel being fired after 1 year by the Phoenix Suns at 888-729-3776. Joey, what you got, man?
Hey, so check it out, guys. Here's the thing. You tell me at the beginning of the season what my expectation is and where my threshold is for success and where my threshold is for failure, and you tell me what defines a good day, a good season, a bad season, I'm all about it. But the standard changes now. The standard changes because of this. I get my team stunk. That's my team's fault. It ain't Frank Vogel's fault. That's a bunch of selfish individuals who think they are the number one dudes. By the way, hey, Harry, you're awesome.
Yes, sir.
But you're sitting next to one of the goats. Go ahead, guys. Get in there.
Listen.
Joey Mexico, thank you, by the way.
You ain't never lied. Because Freddie Coleman is a goat.
Mm-mm. Nope. Just a blessed brother.
Freddie, would you stop?
I'm just a blessed brother that knows how blessed he is. I appreciate the
accolades.
Before
I make you uncomfortable.
As opposed to when is that different? Wait a minute. This is a new business? When did we start that? Thanks. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us. And Freddie and Harry, I so hate all of you right now on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. You know what Progressive Insurance does? Probably better than anybody else. They protect your home. They also protect your auto. That way you can save when you bundle. So if you want to be a part of that, get a quote at progressive.com.
This is your safe space, your sports therapy, your chance to get it off your chest. Safe Space with Freddie and Harry.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's all about you, Y-O-U, yes, you. We don't interrupt. We don't get in the way. This is your time. This is your time to be heard and keep it clean, because of the family program when it comes to Safe Space, allowing you to get whatever you have to say out of your mind and off of your chest at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Emil in Virginia, kick off the Safe Space.
Hey guys, real quick, Frank Vogel getting fired is proof positive. That is evidence that there is no way Austin Rivers can get 30 NBA guys to go into the NFL because they're not firing coaches that are good at what they're doing right now. There's no way the NBA players be tough enough to do that. Now, as far as speaking of other Lakers, Shaquille O'Neal could be right about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but at the same token, I want everybody to Google Arvydas Sabonis. He was the very first big man in the NBA that really had skills, and he gave all of them hell, including Shaquille O'Neal. The problem is, he didn't get to the league until he was 30. If he was at 25, he would have probably been the greatest center that we ever know.
See, apparently Emil in Virginia.
Freddie, I don't want to hear it.
Was listening to the program. A certain guy named Freddie Coleman told you guys, it's okay with all this technology, people, to look up people. You have Google. You have all these things around Wikipedia. It's okay to look up things if you don't know about somebody to be more informed and more educated.
Here's another reason why I wish this show was simulcast. Because the look on me, Devin, and Shannon's face, as soon as he says Sabonis and Freddie puckered up a little bit and sat up, and me, Dev, and Shannon had our hand on our head like, God, here we go.
See,
but it's safe space, so I can't dig into it too much. Because
exactly.
I like the people to feel like they can, you know,
absolutely,
get off what they want to get off.
And plus, when Emil in Virginia, because Emil doesn't have to worry about paying attention because he knows what's good for him. He knows exactly how to make that work. Luke in Nebraska, what do you got for the safe space, my brother?
I called you a couple of weeks ago about a bone marrow transplant, and thank you for your prayers. My daughter is doing very well.
Yeah, fantastic.
She is starting chemo next week, but she is in very good spirits.
Tremendous.
And so we are ready to kick the butt of that.
Amen.
But I need to rant about my St. Louis Cardinals. They are an absolute dumpster fire. They have no offense. They have Sonny Gray, and that's about it. And then their management had the bright idea to teach Wilson Contreras how to catch after like 10 years in the majors. And then he goes and gets his forearm fractured. And I'm lost.
They have at least four batters in their lineup not batting even 200.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Goldschmidt batting 195. Nolan Gorman batting 175. Lars Nubar batting 183. Jordan Walker batting 155. Four different guys in the lineup not batting 200 on a Major League Baseball team.
It's also a team that's lost six of their last seven games. And you look at where they are overall in MLB, I think they have the sixth worst record in MLB right now. Things are not looking good in St. Louis. You can find me in St. Louis.
Exactly. And the best baseball time, in my opinion, in America. They deserve a lot better than that when it comes to the St. Louis Cardinals dead last in NL Central.
We did a Battlehawks game. Mm-hmm. They literally stayed right across from the stadium. They had baseball games going on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, phenomenal. Busch Stadium is a must-go. If you love Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. make sure Busch Stadium
is
on your bucket list.
Because the stadium's great. The fans are even better. That is the best baseball town in the country. Becky in Virginia, my sister, what you got for the safe space?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First-time caller. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I'm as far as accountability, it starts when these kids are so young. I teach middle school, and the parents already don't give the kids accountability and think the rules don't apply to them. And you add on top of that a gifted athlete that is had allowances made for him or her. And then by the time they get to the pros, they just assume, a lot of them, that there's no accountability. And then the coach is the one that gets fired.
Ooh, boy, thank God I had Sharon Reddick. Miss Mary Kaiser,
mm-hmm.
hey, they ain't had no problems jacking me up, boy.
Yeah, I thank God for Miss Pilgrim.
And then would tell my mama about it, my mom and daddy.
I went to an Episcopalian school where you had to dress up every day. I thank God every day for teachers like Miss Pilgrim in first grade, Mr. Cuffley in second grade, Miss Smith in eighth grade, because their middle names started with DNP. It stood for did not play. Everybody knew it, whether you were a teacher or a student or a parent.
All right. It's all good and everything with the accountability, but I need some help.
Here we go.
With the four horsemen, a foursome, if you will. I need some help from my guys on my safe space, all right?
Okay.
I got a little confession to make.
All right.
Uh-oh.
All right, Mother's Day is this weekend,
Sunday.
Right?
Yep.
Right? Shout out to my wife and what have you. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong that I allow her to go ahead and do the Mother's Day planning? Because my thought was like, hey, let's do something you want to do. So if you found a restaurant you want to go to and you're already on the website, go ahead and make the reservation. Am I wrong for that? Or should I take the reins and be like, hey, I'm doing this for you?
No, it's her day. Whatever she wants to have happen, if she wanted you to do it, fine. If she wants to do it, so be it. I don't have a problem with that. Then again, I'm not a mom, so who knows?
But I think it's different for like every household, right? Like, you got to do what's best for you and your wife, right? If you know that she's going to enjoy that, then allow her to do it. I don't think there's no right or wrong answer in the circumstance. Now, what you can't do is forget about Mother's Day. Now, I think that'll have you in the doghouse.
Forget, Shannon? Why not?
I didn't forget. Like, I'm not the best planner in the world, all right?
Okay.
So once again, shout out to my wife who went ahead.
I love he says I'm not a good planner. He's a radio producer for a living.
The oxymoron in that statement. Look,
I appreciate her reminding me last week, hey, Mother's Day's next week. You ain't get your mother anything.
Don't you have an alert on your phone that says Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday?
Look, man, my mother got the gift, all right?
Wow. And then
my mother called me and was like, you didn't send this, did you? Your wife did. I'm like, absolutely.
She knows her son.
How sad is that?
She knows her son.
How sad is that? Devin Kane, you got a safe space, my brother? I'm sure you do.
I do.
Okay.
When you're at a four-way stop.
Yes.
I know this is going. And I clearly get there before you do.
Uh-huh.
And you start to go.
Uh-huh.
I want to get out of my car, Freddie.
Yeah. Welcome to the state of Connecticut.
Just follow the rules, man. Rules of the road.
Welcome to the state of Connecticut.
I know. You're not above the law.
Welcome to the state of Connecticut.
Here we go again. Devin and these automobiles.
No, Harry, I'm telling you.
I got another one, too.
Have at it. Why not?
If we're not only if we're at a four-way stop, if we're at a spot where we're both turning the same way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And you give me the okay, you can go. Yeah. But you give me an attitude with it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't appreciate that either.
Welcome to the state
of
Connecticut.
You go first. That's fine. Why are we laughing? This is a safe space. Why are you laughing at me?
The reason is, well, I know why he's laughing, because Harry understands something. Even though he doesn't live here, he knows how people can get territorial. That's the 25th power.
You know what I'm talking about, too.
State. Absolutely.
You're waving me on like, oh, you go ahead. You go ahead in your Subaru.
The four-way stop one. My wife got on me 2 days ago about the four-day stop one.
What happened?
I clearly was the last person to get to the stop sign, and I clearly went out before everybody
else.
Why
tactics.
Am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised?
Exactly.
You know how you do those roll stops? Like, I'm stopping, but I'm not really stopping, but I'm going through the stop sign.
Yeah, I've done roll stops, yes.
She was like, honey, like, could you not do that? Could you just stop that? And I was like, man, I don't know what I was thinking about.
You weren't thinking. That's why you did it. You didn't care. You weren't worried about other people's feelings as far as that goes.
Devin would hate me on the road.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think so. I've seen you in a car. There's no way we'd hate you after what we go through every day coming to work.
He already said he doesn't use his blinker that much.
Yeah.
There you go.
But then has the nerve.
Telling all my business.
But then has the nerve. But then has the nerve to get upset with somebody whose blinker was still on and calling them out.
You don't stop at four-way stops.
Was
you're
it
not
Joey?
Using your blinker.
I know.
Man.
Was it Joey? Make the turn, Joey. Sitting there blinking on for five minutes.
You know who Harry is? You ever hear the joke about this guy who keeps going through a red light? And the guy said, why do you keep doing that? Because my brother told me so. Why keep going through the red light? Because brother told me so. Then he stops at the green light. They go, why'd you stop? Because my brother might be coming. That's Harry Douglas. That's Harry Douglas as far as that goes. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll keep rolling with the safe space. Whatever you got to say, we can make sure that the green light is there and no stoplight gets in the way, no stop sign. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More of your safe space calls are next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Along with Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman. Together on Freddie and Harry, thanks for joining us. Presented by Progressive Insurance. On the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Two things about the NBA. Number one, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider, Mike Budenholzer, former Milwaukee and Atlanta Hawks head coach, is emerging as the front runner to become the next head coach of the Phoenix Suns. That's what sources told him. In other words, in about a day or two, he's going to be the head coach. They're just working about crossing T's and dotting I's because... And this is a little scoop from Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas and share with your friends. When you get a report like that, that somebody's emerging, the front runner, pretty much they got the job. They just have a couple of little details to work out. But more than likely, Mike Budenholzer is going to take over for Frank Vogel as head coach of Phoenix. They wanted to get him before the Lakers got Mike Budenholzer.
And he's a great fit, in my opinion. When you look at Mike Budenholzer and his teams in Milwaukee, right? Spread the ball around, shoot the three-pointer, guys with great offensive skills. So, hey, let's see what happens in these next coming upcoming days and the direction that the Phoenix Suns are going to head in.
Okay, real quick, we got to take Jeremy Chicago again. Now, I'm going by based on a man who shall remain nameless, Shannon Penn, our producer, saying, please take Jeremy from Chicago again with the call at 888-729-3776. So, Jeremy, what's up again?
I just wanted to say, you know, in my safe space, I wanted to give a shout-out to my wife, you know, Mother's Day coming up. And I just really wanted to say, like, I believe that no matter what Nikola Jokic and Embiid do, I don't believe they're ever going to pass Shaq as far as all-time great. Shaq was, like, the most dominant player ever, and people forget that he was also dominant on defense. And I feel like because of Shaq, the teams that the Lakers played, he made those teams seem average. Like, if the Lakers just had the second-best center in the league those days, those teams would actually look good. Like, Shaq made those teams look average. How dominant he was, like the Nets, the Pacers, the Sixers.
Jeremy, forget it. Don't make a left or a right turn. Damn it, just go straight. Just go straight, Jeremy. If I got to hear this blinker again, just go straight. Just go straight, Jeremy.
I trust y'all. I love the show, man.
Jeremy, we appreciate you being a good sport, brother. We really, really do. Because apparently Harry Douglas is not letting this go. I love that. Christian in North Carolina, what did you got for the safe space, my brother? 888-729-3776.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Christian, you still there, brother? I think he dropped. That's unfortunate.
Oh, no.
That's a first for the safe space. A call being taken away, a dropping unannounced.
And to give Jeremy some context, he called earlier.
Absolutely.
And I had addressed this blinker. Mm-hmm. So when he called back this time, Jeremy said, forget Harry. I'm going to get my point across, and I'm going to let this blinker still click.
There you go. That's right, Jeremy. Stay strong. That's right.
I love it.
Absolutely. So do I. You wanted to get the best of him? That was a 50-50 split as far as that goes.
Yes, it was.
Alex in Los Angeles, my friend, what do you have for the safe space?
I just want you guys to know LeBron is the most, like, the biggest crybaby in all of NBA. Maybe it's a little biased. You know, I grew up in L.A., 20 years of Kobe. The guy, like, left everything on the floor, like, absolutely everything. Whether he got the calls or not, he went at it every time. And LeBron just, I mean, he's a good player, but he's so arrogant. I mean, what guy goes, well, now I have most points in the NBA history. I should be the GOAT. There should be no question. It's like, dude, come on. You're horrendous. Like, you trade away all the picks, all the young guys, every team you go to, you decimate them, then you leave, and then you complain about it. It's like, you need great players around you. I know Kobe had Shaq at one point. He had Powell another time, but for the most part, who do you play with? Kwame Brown, Smush Parker? Think about it when he took on Phoenix 3-1. Unfortunately, they lost, but it's crazy to me. And this man complains.
Alex, we really do appreciate your call and your safe space. Devin Kane, this is your opportunity because
We don't have rebuttals on safe space.
No. I just want to hear from Dev on what he thinks about LeBron. That's all I want to hear.
Yeah, I respect everyone's safe space.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
That's all I can say on this, man. I respect everyone's safe space.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say what I want to say, I won't be respecting everyone's safe space.
Freddie, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Dev to jump him because I was going to jump Dev. Not during safe space. We respect everybody.
Devin almost had the same feeling for Alex in Los Angeles he had for drivers at stop signs in the greater Connecticut area that he has to go through and I have to go through. Shannon Penn has to go through. Derek in Virginia, brother, what you got for the safe space?
Fellas, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to say, Freddie, man, I thought you needed a safe space with that caller who came at you when he said you weren't in the locker room, bro. You reminded me of that episode from Martin when Gina was about to take off them hoops when she was about to fight. I thought you were going to ask Shannon for some Vaseline. All right.
Put it this way, I didn't have like a club to get to swinging, so I was not going to do that with Gina.
I had it ready too.
I heard the voice. I heard the voice change. He said, "Oh wait a minute, hold these earrings real quick."
My boy Freddie needs some Vaseline, man.
So I got three things real quick. Number one. Having a 5-speed when traffic is bumper to bumper.
Oh.
And Shannon knows what I'm talking about in VA. You get that jiggling in your leg, that clutch jiggle. Oh, man, that's just awful. Okay? Now, to your boy who called in earlier who said Shaq, if Shaq thought that this was how the NBA was going to go, he would train. Man, he obviously didn't see Shaq shoot because there is no way that Shaq would become Nikola Jokic. Shooting threes out in the 3-point land. Okay.
I want to know who was screaming in the background. I don't know why I noticed all those things.
I noticed it too. It sounded like Derek and Virginia was at the end of the day at daycare when the parents about to pick up their kids and the kids just want to go home. And there's that one kid who don't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that sounded like.
I don't want to go home. No.
Daddy's cooking tonight, and I'm going to be still hungry. Yeah, there's always that one kid. Hang in there, Derek. Don in Dallas. More than a minute since we heard from Don in Dallas. Big Don, what you got, my friend, on the safe space on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio?
First off, you guys might need a safe space because y'all took away my Diamond Don. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
I don't have as much money as you, but I got 3-quarter.
Freddie.
I carried in one ear, bro.
Okay, no, Diamond Don. I'm sorry, Diamond Don. Let me come correct. Diamond Don. My bad.
I got almost one carried in one ear. I got 3-quarter carried in one ear. So you know, hey, you know. But the lady took my comment. Basically, she took my comment early. What I was going to say is the player entitlement goes back to, I guess, the mid-90s or whatever, where parenting took a slip, you know, no discipline in the homes. You know, like time out, but you still get to play your Nintendo and go on your computer and all that, you know. So they feel entitled these days, you know, so it's only getting worse.
Yeah, I have friends of mine who are teachers, and I've known for more than a minute. And just hearing some of their horror stories at times that have nothing to do with the kids, where the kids know they've done something wrong. But plenty of times they have a parent in the background that's going to say, not my child do anything like that. And you got to do a better job teaching my child. I can't tell you how that word accountability is not just a generation thing. It's not just a kid thing. It is definitely an adult thing that goes on time and time again.
No, I agree with you, Freddie.
888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The safe space is here for you and Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. One of our new favorites, Frosty in New Jersey. Frosty, what you got for the safe space?
Fellas, thanks for taking my call as always.
I need a minute here. I am really tired of people saying that the New York Knicks are overrated. And yeah, I'm a bit of a homer, but why is Minnesota early and we're overrated? We are playing with so much less, and yes, the East is not as strong as the West, but just look at what they've accomplished. And I agree 100%. Art, and I don't mean Josh, will take you so far. Sooner or later, talent's going to win out, and that might happen in Boston. But in terms of the future, it just seems brighter now than it really has been in decades. And I have to say, I agree Paul George would be a great fit in Philadelphia. But you get me somebody like Paul George on the Knicks next year with a healthy Julius Randle and a comeback of OG. I don't care who you have at center to play defense at that point. It can be Mitch Robinson. It can be Hartenstein. That is a formidable team. If they can get somebody like Paul George and then replace a part or two with the draft.
So let me ask you this, Freddie, and also Shannon, because I know how, you know, huge Knicks fans y'all are. If you could trade Julius Randle and get collateral and have the ability to sign a Paul George, would y'all like that swap?
I would, because you still have OG Anunoby. Anunoby could be in the front court with Paul George and have a Jalen Brunson in the backcourt with a Josh Hart, a Dante DiVincenzo, and Isaiah Hartenstein up front. I'd sign off on that. And I like Julius Randle a lot. I think he's terrific. But certain guys, I think, would be a, now I don't want to say a better fit, but I don't think you lose anything. And a big part of that is because the Knicks have OG Anunoby. If they didn't have him, I'm not making that trade. But because they have him, and that guy's a difference maker both ends of the floor and a playmaker, I'd sign up on that.
Well, that's assuming OG returns, because he is an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Well, he's returning. They didn't trade for him. They're not re-sign him, and he likes playing for Tibbs, and he loves New York. Right. I think that's a fait accompli that he's going
to
sign.
The only thing, if he were to move on from Randle, that the Knicks would, what I would want in return is another bucket getter. You can't just have Jalen Brunson and, to a lesser extent, Dante DiVincenzo as the only guys who can go out and get their own buckets. You got to have somebody else who can take some of that pressure off of Brunson.
Well, but that's the luxury of signing Paul George, though, right?
That's what I mean.
Like, if you're going to get somebody like that, go get it.
Right, yeah. Right. Chandler's agreeing with you in terms of, you don't just move on from Julius Randle and have somebody in return where they can't. In the NBA, there are two things you better have. Shooters on the outside, and guys, when everybody knows you got to go get a bucket and he knows it and you can't stop that guy, it's hard to stop him. Yep. You have both of those things in supply, you can do some things in the playoffs or get a championship.
There's a vet who can still get his bucket and he get other players and get the ball too.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to name somebody in particular? Or
LeBron James.
Stop. Joseph in Arizona, please save me in this safe space for my producer, my friend. What you got, Joseph?
Hey, I was just telling your producer, I said, I'm not a big basketball fan.
Okay.
But I decided when I was watching last year when they got the new coach in Phoenix, I was like, okay, I'm going to start watching NBA basketball, follow them. They got swept. Now I don't know what to do. I don't know if I need a new team. I don't know if I just don't want to watch basketball altogether. But I can't believe they got rid of him already. They didn't even give him a chance.
So, Joseph, like, what's a city? Like, do you like the city of Atlanta? Have you ever been to Atlanta before?
Yes, I have.
Do you like the city of Atlanta?
I do like the city of Atlanta.
The Hawks should be your new team, Joseph. There you go, right there.
I can't just fly. I can't just go see them play.
League pass, baby.
NBA league pass.
Joseph, find another team. Don't find those sorry behind Hawks.
All right, Freddie, who would you recommend for Joseph? If there's a team out there for somebody who's new to the NBA, new following, wants a new team because he's already off the he's already off that Phoenix Suns narcotic and he's going to a new team, who should that team be?
Oklahoma City. Not too far away from Phoenix.
Bingo.
That'd be perfect. Young guys who enjoy playing for each other, will commit to each other, and they're going to be on the cusp of doing something special. They were the best team in the Western Conference record-wise. That would be the perfect transition team when it comes for him moving on from the Phoenix Suns.
And not only that, Freddie, I think by my last count, they have 85 first round draft picks in the next 3 years.
I thought it was
no
87.
Lies detected
in a pick swap.
Exactly.
I would also say for Joseph, Minnesota's not a bad team, man. When you see Ant-Man and what he's doing, and
that's a good choice.
I think he moving forward, he's going to be more promising than what we're seeing right now, too.
Yeah. Word of advice, Joseph. If their new team starts with Clip and in an Urs, turn the page. That cannot be your new team as far as that goes. The NBA playoffs continue on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow night, Game 3 in Indianapolis. The Pacers, hosting the Knicks. Knicks have a 2-0 lead in that series. Presented by Indeed. Join the coverage at 6:30 Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and also on Sirius XM Channel 80. So how do you live inside of a building sign for a year?
Excuse me.
Exactly. This person did that. How did she do it? Find out next on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together on Freddie and Harry. Thanks for joining us on SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tune in and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio each and every night around this time. We're here to take care of you. We know you got plenty of things to take care of. You got people that you got to tend to. You got stuff that you got to make sure stays on point. You don't have time to follow everything you need to know to stay in the know. Lucky for you, that's where Freddie and Harry come in.
They may not be the top stories of the day.
In other news.
But you need to be in the know. This is In Other News.
My new favorite NFL player is Keon Coleman, wide receiver, draft choice by the Buffalo Bills out of the Florida State University. Now, we all know when he went viral during the first press conference he had introducing himself to the citizens of Buffalo, and he mentioned that people like this coat. He said, oh, I've got this coat to sell rack at Macy's. He said, I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. Guess what Nike did? They sent him a care package of winter coats.
Wow.
To make sure that he was going to be insulated dealing with the potential harsh winter weather that is going to be a part of Buffalo, his new football team. And he said, appreciate it, U.S. Nike football, for getting me right before I head out to Buffalo. Bravo, Nike. Bravo.
Can I also say this? Like, we must protect Keon Coleman at all costs.
Yes, he's a national treasure.
Yes, he is. He's funny, but he's funny being himself. And he's going to unapologetically be himself. Yeah. And I just love that about him. But he's also going to be a dynamic player and make a lot of plays for the Buffalo Bills. He's Josh Allen's new target.
Absolutely.
And looking forward to covering him and also watching him go viral for a lot of funny moments.
Yeah, because he's really, really good, and he fits exactly what the Buffalo Bills want to do going forward. And that's nothing against Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis. Those two guys are no longer there. But the kind of power team they want to be. Offensive line, a bunch of bruisers they have up front running the football. You got guys that are going to make those kind of catches and play action. And that's where Keon Coleman can win those one-on-one matchups, especially threatening the middle of the field, which is where he's going to make hay and eat a lot for the Buffalo Bills. Then you have this woman who tried to say, well, I guess she did, making lemonade out of lemons. This 34-year-old woman was living inside a business sign at a Michigan grocery store for about a year. Contractors were curious about an extension cord on the roof of a Michigan grocery store. When the police showed up, the woman, whose name was not released, by the way, told police she had a job elsewhere, but had been living inside the Family Fair sign in Midland, Michigan for a year before she was discovered on April 23rd. Brennan Warren of the Midland Police Department said on Thursday, she was homeless. It's a story that makes you scratch your head. Just somebody living up in a sign, end quote.
I'm trying to figure out, like, how was that even possible? I mean, it's possible because clearly they found her up there.
Yeah.
Yep. But I want to, well, I can't say that. I don't want to see that.
Right.
But I don't know how it's possible.
Okay. The sign structure is about 5 feet wide, 8 feet high, has a door, and is accessible from the roof. The police department said there was some flooring that was laid down, a mini desk, her clothing, a Keurig coffee maker, a printer, and a computer, things that anybody would have in their home. They said she was able to get electricity through a power cord plugged into an outlet on the roof. By the way, no sign of a ladder. They said it's possible she made her way to the roof by climbing up elsewhere behind the store or another retail business. The police said, we don't know how she got up there, and she didn't tell us exactly how she got up there.
Well, you got to guess. She's very athletic.
Very nimble.
To be able to get up there without a ladder.
Yeah. By the way, Family Fair and their parent company, Spartan Nash, they didn't press any charges. The woman didn't make a fuss.
I appreciate that,
too. She agreed to leave, and no charges were filed. There's resolutions, and there's persistence.
That's the way it should have been handled.
Yeah. Living in a sign for a year, 5 feet by 8 feet, and she made it work.
You got to make lemonade out of lemons.
She certainly
She
did.
Definitely epitomizes that.
No doubt. Amber and Ian comes your way next. My man, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. This has been Freddie and Harry on the Mighty ESPN Radio. Take care. God bless. And as always, no matter your situation, be persistent and keep cool.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.